This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
And Athens Boys Choir are going to be performing tomorrow evening at Portland State University's Food for Thought Cafe, which is located at 1825 Southwest Broadway. That's in the basement of the Smith Student Union. This is an all-ages show, again, that starts tomorrow evening at 6:30. Let's take a short music break and hear a music sample from these musicians. And we'll be back in just a few moments to hear from our guests this evening. So our first music break is from Athens Boys Choir. Again, Athens Boys Choir is performing tomorrow night at Portland State University. The song is titled Erasing Too Hard.
I have no connection with the former me. Like, formerly I'm somebody else's childhood memories, and now I'm amnesia. And matter of fact, I'm looking forward and hardly looking back. And the stuff I've saved is from somebody else's past, with the soundtrack is improvised as jazz. Yeah, series of crescendos and decrescendos. And I'm not sure if I'm playing solo, but there's hardly a tremor underneath this breastbone, hardly a moan that escapes these lips. And I'm beginning to realize that there's a lot of boring that comes with contentness. So bring it on. Yeah, I want heartache and tears and uncontrollable laughter. I want the strength that comes after. I want scars I can see and joy that could set a thousand birds free. I want out of body and inner strength. I want to for hours and smile for days and mischievousness and debauchery and to never ever again think to never ever again think that I'm the only one that can save me, save me, save me. Hurt holding, rage me, laugh share, engage me, catch me misbehaving. I'm on my knees praying, trading security for salvation, trading revelations for Genesis. Last night I dreamt my own death, scissors to the chest, and I'm clutching for breath at a restroom floor at a rest stop sometime in my future, beaten to death by four teenagers screaming, tomorrow is today, save me, save me, save me. Because when I was a kid, I used to erase too hard, break rubber through paper fiber, erasing too hard, broke knuckles on concrete, erasing too hard, two nervous breakdowns, erasing too hard, plated steel, I'm beating tissue with each broken heart, and every 7 years we replace every cell, and the only space that we know is ours. Every tissue, every organ, every tooth, nail, every scar. See, every 7 years we discard, because every 7 years we renew. We peel back our skin to let outside the inside poison, let inside the outside good vibes, and slap high fives that high rise the goodwill within. So we cry more and lie less and confess we are depressed, erasing too hard. And with each 7 years, we're losing the scars that witness that bruised blood, that remembered the part that broke down, that broke bones, that traded logic for heart and playgrounds for bars that, well, make remembering hard. See, 12 months went by without me looking, stewing in my own depression, cooking. But a manic phase is just a phase till it's not in my stomach, not in my stomach this year. Swallowed fear, swallowed rage, swallowed regret, swallowed hate and roses waiting for this bliss. And so now, hey, I'm just taking a minute to take in all this. And see, this year I'm gonna extinguish, cause that's the game, reverse the flame. See, this year I'm gonna extinguish, cause that's the game, reverse the flame. Chaos versus arrangements that keep closed and open brain, that rupture steel structures that keep wild hearts contained. To let loose, to let free, to breathe in, to breathe out. Peace out.
That song was titled Erasing Too Hard, and the artist is Athens Boys Choir. Athens Boys Choir is going to be performing tomorrow night at Portland State University. The show is at 6:30 p.m. The location is the Food for Thought Cafe, located in the basement of the Smith Student Union. This is an all-ages show, and Athens Boys Choir is going to be joined by Catastrophe. We'll be playing some more of their music later in the show. For more information, the website reverbnation.com/Athens Boys Choir. They're also going to be performing Thursday, March 7th at 7 p.m. down at Oregon State University. For all of our listeners down in the Corvallis area, they'll be performing at the Linus Pauling Science Center, room 125, again at Oregon State University. You're listening to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. We're going to move into our interview for this evening, and we're going to welcome to the studio. We have Brenda and Kelly with us, who are both involved with The Living Room. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carla.
Thank you, Carla.
How about, let's start with Brenda. You're a staff person at The Living Room. Let our listeners know, what is The Living Room? Where is it? What do you guys do?
Great. This is Brenda from The Living Room. And we are a GLBTQQ youth resource in Clackamas County, based in Oregon City. We serve the entire county through drop-in programming every Wednesday night. We run support groups. We hold art nights. We have the game night, pull out the twister mat, foosball. We also do some school outreach, so we're out in several schools in Clackamas County, working with the Gay Straight Alliances, providing advocacy for folks that need it. Our age range is 14 to 20 at The Living Room. And I'm going to turn it over to Jessica to talk about Youth Advisory Council.
I'm Jessica from The Living Room. Youth Advisory Council is a planning is where we plan our youth events such as drop-in and then our GSA summit, our alternative prom, as well as GSA meetups. And so through that, we have a youth council, and we have two co-chairs, which is myself and then Hallie, who will be talking soon. And we just plan everything that The Living Room does.
And so this is Carla again. Let our listeners know, what happens with the GSA? You said you have a GSA meetup. And so do students from different schools get together, or what does that look like?
We invite different GSAs throughout Clackamas County to come and participate in our GSA meetups. And we have different things that happen. So we have some intergenerational meetups, as well as just to get together and have workshops and stuff to help GSAs function better.
That's awesome. Okay, so it sounds like you're really involved. And are other young people welcome to get involved with this advisory council?
Definitely. We are always asking for more youth to come and be involved in our council. We are currently recruiting more youth. And so our youth advisory meetings happen every other week from 4:30 to 6. And on our Facebook page is where you can see when those are happening.
Oh, tell us is it The Living Room? Is that what we should look for on Facebook?
The Living Room of Clackamas County.
Okay, sounds good. And so, Haley, it sounds like you're also very involved. What do you do at The Living Room?
I am on the Youth Advisory Council co-chair, and I help plan all that, and I also send out the monthly newsletter.
How exciting. And so the newsletter, is that mostly adults that subscribe to that, or is that mostly young people?
I send it to a community and youth section, and so it's youth who come to events like Summit and sign up for it and come to the drop-in times.
Wonderful. Can folks, I guess if folks want to keep tabs on The Living Room, can they sign up via your website, or how would our listeners find that newsletter?
Yeah, we have a sign up on the website and on the Facebook page.
Okay, tell us, what's the website?
The website is www.thelivingroomyouth.org.
Wonderful. Okay. And so when you said the drop-in hours happen on Wednesday afternoons, correct? Or Wednesday evenings?
Yeah.
And you mentioned foosball and some games, and like what other stuff happens during drop-in?
Sometimes we have poetry nights, and right now we have a book club going on, and we have free food, and we have other scheduled workshops sometimes.
And I'm an adult, you know, but this is mostly for young people, or like as an adult, could I come to drop in, or who's welcome?
This is Kelly from The Living Room. Just going to throw in a few extra notes here. What was your question? I'm sorry.
can adults come to the drop in, or who's welcome during the drop in?
Well, at The Living Room, everyone is welcome to be an advocate and to be a champion for The Living Room, especially in our county. But for drop-in programming and Youth Advisory Council, Brenda and or our trained volunteers are the only ones that we ask to be or are allowed to be around the youth. So it is a youth-driven and led space, and is also safe for them.
Okay, that's great. And so And so, Brenda, you're a staff, but Kelly, you're a volunteer, correct?
That's correct. I volunteer my time each week to either go to drop-in programming, to spending some hours with Brenda on Friday doing supervision, and once a month I go to a board meeting, and we are always, like Jessica was indicating, we're always looking for interested adults who want to get involved and want to make a difference in their community. So another way of getting involved would be the adults could look at either of those websites as well, the Facebook or the livingroomyouth.org, and let us know if they'd like to get involved at it administrative level as well.
That's great. And so maybe Brenda, let us know what's involved with being a volunteer. Like, do you have to be 18? Do you have to be 25? Is there a background check, I'm guessing? What else?
Sure. Yeah, this is Brenda. We make sure that all of our volunteers go through background checks. You need to be 21 plus and have, you know, some experience working with youth or in the queer youth community. We also provide a, you know, we ask that you give up a Saturday afternoon to hang with us at the living room and learn about the specifics of working with queer youth in Clackamas County. And then you can get started with drop-in or events or administrative. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds great. I guess I do have a couple questions I wanted to ask the youth. So either, you know, Jessica or Haley, whoever would be interested. What do you think our listeners need to know about what it's like for young people in Clackamas County? And that so much of Out Loud, I mean, I'll admit we do spend a lot of time focusing on Portland issues and Portland stuff, but you offer a really unique perspective about getting outside of the city. And so maybe speak to what are some things that are different, or what do you wish people knew about young people out in the county?
This is Jessica. So within Clackamas County, we are a rather large county, and we're spread out, and it takes like 20 minutes to get from one town to the next. And so it's not as easy for us to get around and connect to these resources. And so with the living room, we hope to connect with the more rural youth by going out to them, to their schools, to their GSAs. And we don't have like the same access to public transportation as we do in Portland, because the buses just don't go out that far. They go to Clackamas Community College and stop there. And so we don't have as much access to the public transportation.
Okay. And Haley, did you want to add anything?
This is Hallie. And so basically we're just really spread out, and so we don't have the same access, and there aren't really supportive communities. And so it's important for us to have this resource, I think, because it's the only resource that we have, and not a lot of other places are super supportive.
Okay. And is your school, I guess, you know, one thing I'm curious about is how GSAs are going, or how GSAs are doing in high schools or even middle schools in Clackamas County. And do either of you feel comfortable maybe speaking to your own school's experience or friends at other schools?
This is Jessica. So I know within our school, we have a pretty strong GSA. I go to Oregon City High School. And so we have a pretty strong GSA, and we have for a few years now. And I know Malala has a pretty good GSA, as well as Weslin. And I'm Canby, Sandy, Lake Ridge, Lake Oswego all have pretty good GSAs. And so I know that through that is really good, but we haven't been able to reach out to middle schools. And so that's a really big issue for us, is not being able to get out to the middle schools, where it is a lot harder because a lot of people are less understanding in middle school. And so it's a lot more difficult to get into the middle schools and get GSA started there.
Okay. Well, thank you for that perspective. So listeners, I just want to do a shout out. If anyone has any connections in middle schools in Clackamas County, perhaps you can find Brenda at the Living Room online and help get the Living Room kind of engaged in those other schools. Now, everyone, we're going to take just a really short music break, and we'll be back to hear from the Living Room, as well as some voices from the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center in just a few moments. But let's take a music break. Joan Jett and the Black Hearts, and the name of the song, you're going to want to turn this up, people. It's called Change the World. Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Community Radio Station. That song was titled Change the World from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. My name is Carla, and tonight we are focusing on young people and some community organizations who are working to change the world. And we've been speaking with staff and volunteers, as well as some young people from the Living Room. And shortly, we'll be welcoming some voices from SMRC, the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center. Now, perhaps, Brenda, we should start with some events from the Living Room. I guess there's some adult things that are going on, or would you like to speak to that?
Sure. So some of the events that we've got coming up, this is Brenda from the Living Room. We've got a Portland Area Business Association PABA event coming up on March 20th at Mercy Corps. You can go ahead and check out our website, thelivingroomyouth.org, for more information about that.
And this is Kelly, also from the Living Room. Also wanted to plug a really exciting annual event that we've started last year. Darcel Downtown, lovely Darcel, hosts a Living Room themed event about once a year. This will be our second annual one. And it's a special event, and it's obviously all for adults, but it's a great fundraiser. And we don't have a date for it yet, but it is coming up soon. And we would love to see folks show up for that because it's a great show and a great cause.
And this is Brenda once again. I want to give a shout out to Happy Rock Coffee Roastery. We do have an event coming up there on Saturday, April 13th. It's an intergenerational potluck. We're hoping for our friends from Gay and Gray and PFLAG and other organizations in the Portland and Clackamas County area to come out and join us. Again, our age range is 14 to 20, but this is an intergenerational event. So come on out and have some coffee and potluck with us.
Let our listeners know, if they're not familiar, where is Happy Rock? It's in Gladstone, sure. But where in Gladstone?
Yeah, it's the address is 465 Portland Ave in Gladstone.
Okay. And again, if you're perhaps you're driving while you're listening, or you're doing something and you haven't written down all these details, the website one more time, and there's a calendar. You can find all sorts of details on the website.
Our website is thelivingroomyouth.org.
Great. And now, we mentioned earlier in the show that the Living Room has a bunch of different events planned for young people specifically. I'm curious about this prom that y'all are working on. Tell us about the prom.
Yeah, this is Hallie. We have an alternative prom coming up, and the theme is Wonderland, like Alice in Wonderland. And it's happening Saturday, April 27th from 7 to 11 p.m. at CCC in the Gregory Forum, and it's completely free.
For folks that don't know, what is CCC?
Clackamas Community College.
Okay, great. And it's free. And what are the ages of folks that are welcome?
This is Jessica from the Living Room. Age range is from 14 to 21.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, and we're going to have DJ Anjali, who's doing a show later tonight, doing the DJing for prom.
How exciting.
And then we are having a planning meeting, if anyone's interested, on March 13th at Drop-In.
Oh, and so that's coming up real soon. Again, so Drop-In is in the afternoon from 4 to 8?
Yes.
Okay, and so that's a planning meeting specifically for the prom, correct?
Yes, and it's held at Atkinson Memorial Church in Oregon City.
Okay, and are those details, again, just for folks that aren't writing this stuff down, but it'll be on the Living Room's website. And do you guys put that stuff on your Facebook page as well?
Yes, our Facebook page is updated, and we also have a Twitter.
Oh, how exciting. How can folks find you on Twitter?
It's the Living Room.
Oh, the Living Room of, I guess you can do a search, the Living Room of Clackamas County. Or I think there is also a link on your website as well. So, okay, fabulous. Now, I guess I also wanted to ask the young people here, what are some of your favorite things about the Living Room that maybe if we've spoken about it, that's all right. But just to let our listeners know, what are some of the really awesome things that the Living Room offers or provides for young people?
I think the best thing that the Living Room provides for youth is the safe space, because going there, with how long I've been there for, it feels like going to family now. And so I think having that resource for youth in Clackamas County is a huge deal.
And I'm going to say possibly life-saving. I'm just going to say, you know, these kind of resources, again, out in rural Clackamas County, especially for young people that don't have support other places, I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm guessing the living room is saving some lives for sure. Okay, but what else would you like to share?
This is Hallie. I really like the events that we do outside of the drop-in time as well as drop-in. I really like alternative prom every year, and I like that I'm a part of planning it and then seeing it all come together in the end. And the summit that we do that's annual is a blast.
Now tell us about this summit that's coming up. I guess can are you still organizing? Has the date been set? Where are things at?
This is Jessica. Summit has already happened for this year. I planned it as my senior project, and so I knew all the ins and outs of it. But for next year, it's a day where we bring in workshops and tablers from other organizations all throughout Portland metro area. And we get people together from Clackamas County and outside of Clackamas County to come learn more about the GLBTQ community and just how to run GSAs or whatever else they have.
And that's exciting. And so we're calling it a summit, but is it specifically for young people, like a GSA summit or a queer youth summit? And
The last 2 years we've had intergenerational, and so we've had workshops for adults and workshops for youth.
Okay. And is it, I guess I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that it's going to be happening again next year, perhaps?
It will more than likely be happening next year. This year was our fourth annual, so it will hopefully continue on.
Okay, rock on. That's great. So we need to start wrapping things up, but before we take another music break, I guess I want to give everybody a chance with the living room. And again, we're going to continue the conversation after our music break, but as we wrap up this part of our interview, are there any closing thoughts that you want to leave with our listeners or any other details you wanted to share before we move on to the other interviews part of tonight's show?
This is Kelly from the living room. Thanks for giving us one last opportunity here. I just wanted to throw out, not to be Debbie the Downer at the end of our time here on KBOO, awesome KBOO, throw out some statistics from the kids that I've collected myself through surveys with a lot of help from the ladies sitting here as well. 80% of our youth believe that they need to leave our county to be successful as adults. Our kids are twice as likely to be homeless. And obviously, as we hear from SMRC, we're going to hear more of these really concerning statistics, excuse me. There's another good one that I was going to share. Oh, our kids all have, we have polled, have all reported being bullied at home, at school, and in their community. So it's not just a what's going on at school, it's also how are your parents treating you, and in such an isolated rural community, how can we get into those communities and help these families and these kids? Those were some really frightening statistics that we've come across and keeps us motivated to do what we're doing. So I just wanted to share that. And we have a lot of fun, too. Don't forget.
Right. And that's, you know, thank you so much for sharing those statistics. I guess I'm one to try and focus on the positive and find the joy. But the reality is, you know, the living room needs support from everyone. And young people in our community need support from everyone. And so you guys are doing some awesome, awesome work. But Brenda, any closing thoughts you want to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, this is Brenda, and thanks, Kelly, for sharing some of those statistics and survey results that got me to thinking about some of the other positive aspects and results that we've received from those surveys. About 90% of folks who answered those surveys said that as a result of interacting with the living room, they had a broader knowledge of GLBTQQ issues. More than 50%, I think it was about 60 or 70% of folks said that their advocacy skills, their leadership skills, their social skills, all of those really important things that folks need in life have been improved as a result of interacting with the living room. So you're right, Carla. I think that we really are saving lives, and I think that this work is important, and I am so honored to be sitting here with some of our really amazing youth leaders and to be able to witness this on a daily basis.
Okay, that's great. And again, kudos. I guess I just want to acknowledge Brenda is a staff person and Kelly is here as a volunteer. We've also had two young people. I guess any closing thoughts that you'd like to share?
This is Hallie. And I just kind of want to reiterate how important the living room is to me. I think not only is it a safe space for a lot of my friends, but it's given me a lot of opportunities for leadership and kind of outreach stuff that I know is helping a lot of people.
That is so true. And that your voice really, I mean, not to put pressure on you, but that your voice and your skills at speaking out really represents so many other young people that, for whatever reason, don't have the option or don't have those skills to speak out on their own behalf. So I think it's awesome that you guys are doing this.
This is Jessica. One last thing I want to close with is, even if you don't have access to the living room and you need help, find someone you are comfortable with to get help, and then find some way to help yourself and just do what you need to be safe in your community.
Right, and that's such an important message. Thank you for saying that, that so many young people and so many adults feel alone, and yet we're all here together. So, okay, thank you for sharing that. Now, listeners, we're going to take just a short music break, and we'll be back to hear some more from our youth advocates and youth change agents. We'll be introducing our guests from SMRC, the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center. In just a few moments, we're going to take another music break from Athens Boys Choir. Again, Athens Boys Choir is performing here in Portland tomorrow evening, March 6th. The show starts at 6:30 p.m. down at Portland State University's Food for Thought Cafe. It's in the basement of the Smith Student Union. This song is titled Faggot.
Hello, I'm your true switch from Athens, GA. Going to protest, high-fiving the gays. I'm a single white ant that on any given day may have a tendency towards homosexuality. Hey, 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 hey. I'm an F-A-G-E-T-T-E. I twinkle toes with this rope, got double X's and rows. Got into troubles and loads. I need a man that can handle what's underneath these clothes. Cause I got a even dope bae, cause for real though, I got it. Now it takes two, but only one to tango. You know I mean business, while Luther Vandross, I'm an equal opportunity lover. I like the boys, the girls, the others. LGBTQI, LMNOP. Hell, apples and oranges, they're all fruits to me. I like them big, I like them small, I like them tall. I like RuPaul, I like RuPaul, I like RuPaul, I like RuPaul, I like RuPaul. So here's to the girls with the chubby chub. Now here's to the boys, ain't got no to the sexy nerds, the freaks, the butchers and the geeks, the bears and S&Ms and the femme lesbians. I'm a pansexual, got my hands on the manual. I'm a smooth Jew, a bar mitzvah party animal. Wow. Wow. I'm an F-A-G-E-T-T-E. I twinkle toes when this rogue got double X's and rows. Got gender troubles and loads. I need a man that can handle what's underneath these clothes. Why? Cause I got a but no cause for real though, I got it. I got you. I got you. Have you heard? I'm speaking the good word. There's been rumors that I tutored Miss Cleo about the future. Yeah, you remember her, the fortune teller from TV. $2.99 a minute for a little ESP. She said Team Gina gonna dance your sweaty. She said the Athens Boys Choir's just one little fairy. Wah, wah. But I don't stop believing, hold on to this feeling. See, I keep dreaming of my posters on ceilings, an independent artist being reviewed in like Dynamite magazine. We'd rap back like slap bracelets, a throwback to the 80s, like before Kirk Cameron went fundamentalist. And we all still wanted to have his babies. And Doogie House was like the smartest guy we know. We were cuckoo for cocoa and had no idea about a TV channel like Logo. Yeah. We were all Reaganomics and synthesized beats, doing the running man, we bought pumps on our feet, and all those dances, I can never get it, so I step back, cause the only slide I know is electric, 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 electric. Boogie, woogie, 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 woogie. I'm an F-A-G-E-T-T-E, a twinkle toes, when this rope got double X's and rows, got into troubles and loads, I need a man that can handle what's underneath these clothes. Cause I got a but no cause for real though, I got it. I got you. I got three. So you could pick one that's just your size. If not, we'll go by one that fits just right. We're all one love, two love, menage a trois. Same queer love, het love, whatever.
I know, it's not proppin'.
Welcome back to Out Loud.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. That song was titled Faggot from Athens Boys Choir. Athens Boys Choir is going to be performing tomorrow evening with Catastrophe down at Portland State University in the basement of the Smith Student Union. They'll also be performing Thursday, March 7th at 7 p.m. at Oregon State University down in Corvallis. More information at reverbnation.com/Athens Boys Choir. I'd like to welcome to the studio some individuals from SMRC, the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center. We have Nola and Sid with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Carla.
Hi.
Hey, thanks.
And Nola, let's start with you. As a staff person with SMRC, let our listeners know a little bit about SMRC for folks that have never heard of it before.
Sure. So SMRC, as you said, is the Sexual and Gender Minority Youth Resource Center. We're now in our 15th year. We have a big anniversary year this year.
Right on.
We're now part of Q Center. It's a community center located in North Portland. But we have our site over at Northeast 24th in Sandy. And it's sort of like the living room, too. It's a youth-empowered space. We're governed by a steering committee that meets once a week during our drop-in time. And so we're open for drop-in hours, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday from 4 to 9 o'clock. Maybe, I don't know, Sid, you want to talk about kind of what we do at drop-in?
Sure. As a youth who goes to drop-in quite a lot, there's a lot of apples to apples, the board game at drop-in. We do a lot of that. There's some food, but it's kind of dubious quality. But it's edible.
Yeah.
and thank you to the folks that donated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. New Seasons. We're really grateful for that. There's an art room, which is really fun. There's like every art supply I can think of in there. So just come and hang out and get some studio time if you need to work on an art project or anything. There's some computers there, too, if you're more into that sort of thing.
Yeah, lots of glitter and high fives and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And with SMRC being, again, primarily a youth space, are there times or do you guys have events that adults are welcome or how does that work?
Yeah, so we do have a pretty strict adult policy because, again, this is a space for youth. And sort of we had that conversation with adults in the community of, like, you know, most of society is really adult friendly and there's a lot of places that are not as open and welcoming of youth. So we want to make sure that our events are first and foremost for youth, which, by the way, for SMRC, we define as folks who are ages 12 through 23 and LGBTQQ identified. But yeah, sometimes there are some events that are open to adults. So we have two performance nights a month. We have Drag Night, that's the second Friday of the month, and Open Mic Night, that's the last Friday of the month. And starting at 7 o'clock, those performances begin, and our adult allies are absolutely welcome to come into the space. We just ask that you hang around only for the performances and come in, and we'll talk with you about how to be sort of respectful of the space that's for youth.
Okay. And one thing I do just want to acknowledge, I don't think we've spoken it out loud, but both SMRC and the living room are drug and alcohol free spaces, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. They are sober, confidential, hate free spaces.
Okay. Just to speak that out loud for folks that didn't realize that. That's important. And, with those, so there's two times a month, those Fridays or those performances that you talked about. But if an adult wants to volunteer, or are there different ways that adults can support or get involved at SMRC? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. We have this pretty huge volunteer community that we really depend on. Our space is, I think, you know, would not be around, I think, if people hadn't put, you know, their time and energy into that. But as adults, we identify adults, again, as folks who are over the age of 24. Mm-hmm. So once you age out, youth are absolutely welcome to come back as volunteers. We just ask that you have a little time off. But anybody 24 and older, we just ask that you apply. We kind of put you through some questions and try to see, you know, how you're feeling about youth empowerment and what it means to you to be in that space as an adult ally, because adults in our space are not necessarily Not there to be like mentors or counselors. You're there to like really be supportive people. But yeah, we love adults to come into the space, and there is a background check for all you folks who are thinking about it. It's a very important part of being in a youth space, as we have lots of youth who are under 18. So.
Okay. And what are some things that you have on the calendar in the near future?
Sid, you want to?
Sure. So I'm Sid from Smirk. On the 10th of March this month at 7:30, we've got More Than Two Monologues. Falls on a Sunday. Youth under 24, free. All others, there's a $7 suggested donation, but we won't turn you away for lack of funds or anything like that. Yeah, Nola, was there anything else?
Yeah, just I wanted to acknowledge the More Than Two Monologues is a project of PSU's Queer Resource Center. They had some performances last month and wanted to repeat that, except that this time we'll have some of our Smirk youth who are involved in the monologues. Hopefully Sid will be joining us. No promises, Sid, right?
No promises.
to perform. And so that, again, this is, so you were asking about times when adults can come into the space. This is open to the public, so we absolutely welcome that. And then, of course, like our drop-in hours that come up three times a week that are open, again, for youth who are LGBTQ identified. And we also, I want to make clear that we're not an exclusive space for our straight allies. That's really important to understand. It's just that we do have a policy about that. We love our straight allies. They are so absolutely important. It's just we like to agree that our straight allies have a lot of power sometimes in places, and we want to make sure that we have an encouraging space for folks who are identifying as queer and trans, because that's not necessarily the case all the time. So
yeah. Right. And let me just clarify the straight allies that are so important just to the success, and I don't mean the success, but the safety and just what's going on in our culture, you know, for adults and young people. And so when you talk about adult allies being sensitive to the space, you are talking about adults and young people as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, for straight allies. Absolutely. Okay. So the same rule kind of applies. Mm-hmm. Straight allies who are youth aged are welcome to come in all night for those performance nights. Mm-hmm. And it's just adults that we ask just stay for a little while. Of course, all this information is available on our Facebook page. It's Smirk, S-M-Y-R-C. You can catch us on Twitter, too. It's Smirk PDX. And our website is smirk.org.
Wonderful. And so, again, for folks that don't know or folks that are just joining the conversation and you're listening to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show here on KBOO, my name is Carla. We were just speaking with Nola is a staff person at the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center. Sid is also here with us representing the youth voice. And I know that Smirk's recent move, I guess it's been in the last year that y'all moved over to the location on Sandy. And so do you guys have what you need? I guess I'm thinking if someone maybe can't donate their time, are there other ways that other donations that you need or other ways that folks can contribute to the success of Smirk?
Sure. I mean, besides volunteering, there's obvious goods and services that would be appreciated around. We're always taking clothes donations. We get a lot of clothes donations. Food donations as well are really helpful to stock up our kitchen so that youth and adults alike can cook food for each other and things like that.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's one of the things about Smirk is that we work closely with the homeless youth continuum. So we count about, at any one time, about over 50% of the youth who access Smirk are identified as homeless or houseless. And so it's important, some of these things that Sid named off of like food and clothing donations, hygiene products, things like that are really essential to a lot of the youth who come there, because we sometimes may be the only place that they're getting these things or, so it's those things are always welcome. We have a salon. We would love folks to, you know, bring that kind of stuff in. Or if you want to come, you know, do facials or cut hair, we would love to talk to you.
Okay. And they can find, again, so Nola, you're a staff person at Smirk. They can find your contact information on the website?
Yep, absolutely. It's, again, it's smirk, S-M-Y-R-C.org.
All right. We're going to take just a short music break, listeners. Stay tuned. We're going to be back to hear more from the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center, as well as the young people who are here at the table with us this evening. But this music break is something that is a national topic. For those that don't know, Proposition 8 is in front of the Supreme Court and will be decided in the very near future, well, within the next year or so. But Proposition 8 started in California, and it's around marriage equality for all people. And some famous people got together. You'll recognize some of the voices. This song is called Proposition 8, the musical.
It's a brand new Bright Obama Day. What a time to be
black, a girl,
or gay. No, nothing could go wrong. So join us in this song of happy days for the gays. Nothing can go wrong.
Look, nobody's watching. It's time to spread some hate and put it in the Constitution.
Now, how?
Proposition 8.
Proposition 8. Great! People, listen to our plea. They'll teach kids about
sodomy.
Sodomy. That wasn't right, that's a lie.
But it worked, so we don't care.
Now you wish we'd all shut up,
but make our clothes and fix our hair.
And our love's not a sin.
Well, the Bible says it so.
Well, the Bible says a lot of things, you know.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, how's it going?
Jesus, doesn't the Bible say these people are an abomination?
Abomination?
Yeah, but you know, it says the exact same thing about this shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail.
Leviticus says shellfish is an abomination.
Abomination!
What else does the Bible say, Jesus?
The Bible says a lot of interesting things. Like you can stone your wife or sell your daughter into slavery.
Well, we ignore those verses.
Well, then, friend, it seems to me you pick and choose.
We pick and choose.
Well, please choose love instead of hate. Besides, your nation was built on separation of church and state.
See you later, sinners.
Bye, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
You know, here's another thought to wrap things up. Oh, every time a gay or lesbian finds love at the parade, there's money to be made.
He's right!
It's time to groom, say, paint that wedding hall, and lavender's the shade. There's money to be made.
That's a point!
Think of all the carriages and four white horses. There's millions lost from all your disapproving.
Well, that's not good.
Think of all the lawyers for the gay divorces. Think of the tattoo removing.
We get it now. We've been such fools.
I can see America's calling me. Yes, gay marriages will save the
again.
You can have it all.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. That song was titled Proposition 8, the musical. And hopefully you are already familiar with Proposition 8 that came out of California, and it is now before the Supreme Court. So hopefully we will be hearing more and more about Proposition 8, including what the president has to say about it. And hopefully we'll be getting some good news from the Supreme Court very soon about marriage equality. Now, we've been speaking with youth and adults who are working with youth. Earlier in the show, we were speaking with folks from The Living Room, which is based down in Clackamas County. And we're going to continue the conversation now with SMRC, the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center, which is here in Portland. And I want to welcome back to the show again. Nola is the staff person, and Sid is also here with us. And so, Sid, let us know, for folks that aren't familiar with SMRC, and we were talking about the drop-in and, you know, some of the other fun stuff that happens, but, you know, on a more serious note, maybe share what do you think people need to know about SMRC that we haven't talked about yet, or what are some of your favorite programs that you know, are really making a difference from your perspective?
I'm glad you asked that, because there are some really important programs that SMRC does, like steering committee, that really give youth a power and a voice in an important community to them, which would be drop-in and events at SMRC, which is lots of youth get together and, you know, discuss what's going to happen with SMRC in the future, any of the events that we do. There's also different meetings on, like, gender crashes and things like that. There's just so many resources that people should know about are available to the youth of the community, just to help them, you know, get through life as a queer individual and things like that.
And so you mentioned, you know, the steering committee, and I want to make sure folks know that SMRC really is about youth empowerment and youth-driven stuff. And so the steering committee, you know, not only plans events, but doesn't the steering committee also kind of help set the ground rules, or tell us more? I mean, like, the steering committee really does steer the organization, correct?
Absolutely. It's every rule and things like that can all be changed and altered through steering committee. Just every little detail of SMRC gets passed through there.
Are there any adults on the steering committee, or is it just youth?
We occasionally have adult visitors if they like to bring like an item or event up for us to discuss. But it's youth making the decisions.
Oh, that's so awesome. And when does the steering committee meet?
That would be Wednesdays at 7 p.m. through to about 8:30.
Okay. And are any young person within that age range, you know, the is it 14, 13 to 20?
It's 12 to 23.
12 to 23. So any young person can come and be part of the steering committee.
Absolutely. We totally welcome new faces.
Right on. That's great. What else do you think is important about SMRC?
It's important to just be there and exist as a place for people to come and be safe, be able to use their choice of pronouns and be recognized and accepted in a community as not abnormal, as just a person.
That is so important. And Nola had mentioned earlier in the show just, you know, the percentages or how many young people in Portland who come through SMRC identify either as homeless or houseless, and that SMRC being such a great resource for them. I want to take just a moment and acknowledge that SMRC also provides mental health support, right? And some counseling services are available. And who gets to use the counseling services?
We've got Umbrella Counseling offering free counseling for folks under the age of 18 and low-cost counseling for folks over the age of 18. And if you'd like to get in touch with them, they've got a phone number here at 503-998-1435.
Wonderful. And let me just ask about the family dynamics. You know, that if a young person is going through some type of a struggle, you know, relating to their gender or their sexual identity, can parents come with their kids? And is there like a family counseling option? How does that work?
It's youth, to my knowledge, but I'll go ahead and let Nola elaborate.
This is Nola from SMRC. So a couple of things to kind of acknowledge about families and parents. So with counseling, absolutely, there are those options available for any parents and guardians that would like to join in on counseling with their kids. But SMRC as a whole I can't repeat this enough, is that SMRC is a place for youth. And we absolutely welcome parents and guardians to come in that first time and to see the space. But, you know, don't be surprised after like 15, 20 minutes, we're like, okay, mom, okay, dad, like, we'll see you later. You know, we got this, and we'll kind of go over some things so they can see the space and all of that. But again, because this is a confidential space, it's really important to know that spaces like SMRC and the living room are safe havens for people who may not be out to people who are in their communities, including their families. And because of that, we try. And I think a lot of people get really confused of like, wow, you just like really strict with this space. But it is in the interest of all of these youth who are using this space. They need it. They want it. We want them to have that. And if that means that, you know, we're protecting their identities and they feel like that they're safe coming in there, that means that it's not going to be sort of like, it's not going to be a public space. So.
Okay. Yeah. And that's important, making sure the young people feel safe. Now, just on that, the topic of safety, I want to acknowledge that SMRC is going to be doing a workshop. There's a big summit that's coming up this weekend, and it's, you know, credit goes to the Multnomah Youth Commission, but I just want to acknowledge that SMRC is involved. Tell us a little bit about the Youth Against Violence Summit that's coming up Saturday the 16th, and what's SMRC doing with this summit?
Yeah, so we have several youth who are right now are planning a workshop about anti-gay and gender violence. So if you're not familiar with Multnomah Youth Commission, go find them on Facebook, find their website. They're doing an amazing, amazing job of raising the issue about violence in our communities. And this is elevating youth voices to really be the change makers in this. So we have several youth affiliated with SMRC who have been meeting together and planning a really fun, interactive, amazing workshop that has lots of information, some ways to deal with violence that's concerning sexual orientation and gender identity. So so it's Saturday the 16th, starts at 10 o'clock. Sorry, adults, it's youth only. Later in the day, there will be an adult panel where adults are invited to come in who are policymakers and sometimes seen as sort of like the power holders and can hear from the youth of like, this is what we decided today and this is what needs to happen and this is what the part is that you play. So, yeah. So if you look up Multnomah Youth Commission or the Rob Ingram Youth Against Violence Summit, lots of good information.
Yeah, and young people are welcomed and encouraged to register now. The event is on Saturday the 16th at the Ambridge Center, but the request is that you register ahead of time to make sure there's enough food for you. And again, adults, don't show up. Okay, you're not invited. You're maybe invited at the end of the day, but please do your homework and look up the Multnomah Youth Commission, look up the Youth Against Violence Summit, and again, tons and tons of credit to the young adults who are involved with the Youth Against Violence Summit, really working to make some changes in our community, and just kudos for them being the change they want to see. Now, unfortunately, we need to wrap things up. We're running out of time, but I want to say thank you to our listeners, and I also want to give our guests another chance to any closing thoughts or any last information you want to share with our listeners, I guess either the Living Room folks or SMRC. All right, we've got someone in the living room. Here we go.
This is Kelly from the living room. I just wanted to echo what Nola and Sid are talking about, the exclusivity problem or concern with our drop-in spaces. Thank you for outlining what the importance is there, which is not everybody is out, not everybody is wanting to proclaim loudly their sexual orientation or their gender identity. And last but not least, I just want to throw out there that our research is showing us that the ultimate protective factor for any youth is a safe adult who believes in them. That's a pretty simple thing that any adult listening can do for a youth in their community or neighborhood. That's what I'd like to add, and thanks for listening.
Right on, and keep up the great work at the Living Room, again, down in Clackamas County. You can find them online or on Facebook. Use your favorite search engine, The Living Room in Clackamas County. Any other closing thoughts? Okay, a little bit more from the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think silently clapping. Kelly was saying it's important to remember these things. Just if you are that supportive adult, if you're listening and you could maybe be that supportive adult. Just I think something that's really important is just being aware and being ready to listen and not, just maybe the way that things were when you were a youth. Like we all know that the world has changed and is rapidly changing all the time. And just being willing to listen to a youth who's saying like, I'm really struggling with this. I don't know how to be queer in this world. And just listening to them and maybe not telling them how to live their lives, but just asking them, like, what do you want your life to look like? Because we know that there's a lot of risk factors and you could be that change.
Right on. And thank you to the change agents that have been part of the show this evening. Again, we've had young people, Sid from the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center, as well as Jessica and Hallie from the Living Room. Thank you for joining us. And again, Brenda and Kelly and Nola have all been adults who have been part of the conversation this evening. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. Out Loud will be back next Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Until then, you can contact us online. We love to hear from our listeners. If you have an announcement that you would like us to share on the air, or perhaps you'd like to be a guest on a future radio show, feel free to email us at outloudradio@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at KBOO Outloud. You can also find us on Facebook at KBOO Outloud. Now we're going to take another short music break as we say our goodbyes. A tune from Mishkin's Ruby Warblers. Mishkin is going to be performing here in Portland at the end of the month on Thursday, March 28th at Al's Den, which is at the Crystal Hotel, located at 303 Southwest 12th Avenue here in Portland. You can find Mishkin's full touring schedule at mishkinsrubywarblers.com. The song is titled Whalebone Skirt. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud.
Voices from the Edge will be interviewing Paul Gorski on white privilege and racism on Thursday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Tune in to listen to the interview regarding race, privilege, anti-racism, anti-poverty activism, education, women's rights, immigrants' rights, and more. That's Voices from the Edge, this Thursday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., only on KBOO Portland.
This Wednesday at 6 p.m., tune in to Treasures from the KBOO Vault. We'll feature an interview conducted by Margaret Butler with two representatives of Voices of Hope and Anger, women who are fighting the presence of United States military bases domestically and internationally.
Who have, through sharing our stories, our personal experiences, and our work opposing militarism, have made connections. And we have established the fact that our struggles are linked. And that's sometimes difficult to do just with words.
And we'll also listen to a recording of Joan Baez performing in the early 1970s at Reed College. That's this Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on KBOO Portland.
Good evening. The time is 7:02. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, Hard Knock Radio. Keep it locked.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. On today's show, we tackle key issues of the day. That's right, it's news, views, and hip-hop. All that and more coming up.
rip.
Hey, check this out. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one with the Grand Verbalizer.
Funkin' Lesson Brother J, the X-Clan.
That's right, so keep it locked, Hard Knock Radio.
One love.
This is Jim Brown, number 32 from the Cleveland Browns on Hard Knock Radio.
Hi, this